أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah azza wa jal causes the Qur'an to penetrate and to settle even in the heart of the criminals and the sinners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the punishment and the sudden arrival of the punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the ridiculous and the absurd demand that the mushrikeen would make, and they would request and ask that the punishment be brought soon to them. This was the boldness, and this was the level of obstinacy and the level of arrogance that they had reached, that they felt that they were safe and protected against the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say in ayah number 205 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. Tell me, if we were to give them things of enjoyment, a life of enjoyment, and things to take comfort and pleasure from for years to come, so we provide them with all of this. And this was one of the downfalls of the previous nation. Because of the luxuries that they had enjoyed, because of the comfort that they had enjoyed, because of all the worldly possessions that they had, they felt that we have it all. So we are quite protected. We are quite secure. We are quite safe. We have everything of the best, and we are enjoying a life of comfort and luxury, and a life of affluence. And they felt that the things that they were given, the worldly comfort that they were given, and the privileges that they enjoyed, they felt that because of that, they are quite safe and secured against any form of punishment or any form of loss. And sometimes we might also develop that type of an attitude because we feel maybe perhaps we own certain things, or we possess certain things, or because we enjoy certain privileges over others, we feel that we are perhaps of a position that we enjoy immunity, and we enjoy protection, and we enjoy security. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ, if we give them things to enjoy in this world for many, many years to come, ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ, they are asking for the punishment. Because they feel that they are so secure and protected, and they are so comfortable because of all that they have and all the security that they enjoy. So tell them that if now they are asking for the punishment, then they say, bring it on. We are quite secure and protected. If what they have been promised in the form of punishment, in the form of the adab of Allah, if it does come to them after they own all what they own in this world, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يمتعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what help, what assistance will that which we had given them provide them? All that they have. Think about places, or think about areas where they had suffered a natural disaster, where they had suffered some form of punishment, and the previous nations as well. With all that they had, with all the security that they had, with the level of comfort that they enjoyed, with all the facilities of security and protection, and all of that that they have, and whatever they had owned, whatever high fortresses and whatever else they had possessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how did it help them? How did it assist them? What level of protection did it really offer them? Nothing at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them not be deceived by that. Don't ever be deceived by what we have given you to take comfort and pleasure from in this world. It will help you, it will offer you no help and assistance against any form of punishment or any form of destruction. Allah azza wa jalla says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ, that which they were given as a form of enjoyment, what level of protection? How can it ever help them, and how can it ever assist them against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for them? Ultimately, return to Allah alone. After adopting the mean, we put our full faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the means that we have adopted cannot offer us any protection, nothing whatsoever, until and unless Allah wills protection for us. How often we find that people, despite adopting all the means of security and all the means of safety and all the means of protection, yet we find that they have become targets of crime and they have become targets of certain misfortunes and calamities, despite all the means that they have adopted. So we adopt the means, but we feel and we believe fully that the means cannot offer me any protection. It can only happen with the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. And that was the primary, or one of the primary reasons for their downfall. Because they had the power, and because they had all the means, and they had adopted all the means, they felt that we are now protected and we are secured, and nothing can now affect us in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that type of mentality and that type of an attitude was one of the greatest reasons and the main reasons for their downfall, because they took Allah out of the equation. Allah says, وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرُونَ. Now in this chapter, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah has spoken to us mostly of the destruction of previous nations. Now Allah Azza wa Jal says that, listen, we have never destroyed a people. We have never destroyed a community unless and until we had sent our warnings to them. So it's not like we had seen a community involved in vice and sin and we saw them involved in the disobedience of Allah and we just decided to destroy them. No, Allah gave them respect. Allah says we sent to them warning, sometimes more than one warning. We sent to them warners upon warning, because Allah wanted good for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not seek to punish and destroy a nation. Allah has brought them into existence for a purpose and an objective. But what happens is when they now become oblivious of that objective and they become so involved in act of disobedience and vice, though Allah has full right to destroy them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them respite. Allah sends them a divine scripture. Allah sends them prophet. Allah sends them miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even fulfilled their demands and their requests. They ask for a miracle, Allah says, here is the miracle. They ask for a second miracle, Allah gives them a second miracle. Allah gives them respite upon respite, advice upon advice, admonishment upon admonishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. We have never destroyed the people of a village, the people of a town, the people of a city, إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْدِرُونَ, except and until we have sent warners unto them. Dhikra, why did we send the warners? Dhikra, to give them advice. To give them advice, to speak to them, to admonish them. وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Allah says, we have never ever been unjust. We have never ever been unjust. Whenever you hear of the destruction of a community, the destruction of a people, the destruction of a nation, through the wrath and through the punishment of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we never ever acted unjustly. In fact, they were the ones who were unjust. They made demand, we fulfilled the demand. They asked for miracles, we gave them the miracles. Despite giving them everything that they wanted, from in the form of comforts of the world, in the form of power, in the form of wealth, in the form of health, in the form of divine things that no other nation has enjoyed in the past, Allah says, despite all of that, they refused and they rejected and they denied. Allah says, وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Never ever will we unjust to any community that we brought into existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.